Hello, my name is Paul Greatrix, and whilst I'm normally in conversation with registrars and others on this podcast, talking about lots of higher education stuff, I'm filling in time in between recordings. So there will be some new podcasts along soon, but in the meantime, I wanted to provide a bit of bonus content. So in this short registrarologue, that's the name I'm giving them, I'm afraid, I've got a little piece all about regulation. I hope you enjoy it. Hello and welcome to the latest registrarologue, in which I go on at some length about stuff for a bit. Anyway, this time it's about regulation, and indeed what I describe as the unbearable heaviness of regulation. Back in the 1970s, there was a popular family game which was always being advertised and was almost in as much demand as Rock'em Sock'em Robots and Evel Knievel is Stunt Cycle. Buckaroo, which does have an exclamation mark in the title, involved adding a selection of items from a frying pan to a bucket to a pickaxe onto a spring-loaded pack animal until, as one piece too many was added, the moody mule bucks up and sheds its load, with the last one to add an item being the loser. Endless fun, sure you'd imagine. From the perspective of those of us inside universities, it has felt for some time that, much like the poor overloaded beast in Buckaroo, we're facing a cumulative regulatory burden in which regulation after regulation, requirement after requirement, directive after directive are being loaded onto us. Unfortunately, unlike the four-legged hero of Buckaroo, we've got no mechanism we can set off which enables us to relieve ourselves of the burden once it becomes too much. It just gets heavier and more expensive. The higher education version of Buckaroo is much more likely to lead to collapse. It's already getting close to unbearable, in my view. I've written lots of pieces over the years about overregulation. Without wishing to sound too repetitious, the growth in regulation remains a significant problem for our sector, especially in England, where the consequences of the Higher Education and Research Act of 2017 have led to a major and continuing increase in the regulatory burden. I've also commented before on the absurd endpoint for all of this additional regulation, where the burden gets ever bigger and bigger and there comes a point at which the university collapses in on itself to form a super dense and massive regulatory black hole. Then other parts of the sector are drawn in by the regulatory gravitational pull, spending more and more time and money on regulation until they too pass the regulatory event horizon and disappear into the black hole. And finally, our entire university system is squished into nothingness and will reach the singularity of all that there is being the most intense regulation imaginable. No education, but total regulation. It's all a bit silly, I know. But we do seem to forget rather quickly the most recent piece of excessive legislation we've been required to adopt, and we move on. The last excess is analysed, understood, worked into systems and adopted, and then everyone gets on with it. But the burden's increased, we forget about the last edition, as we eye at the next one, the poor mule buckles a little further. As the burden of regulation continues to grow, and government continues to insist on more direction of and control over university activities, we will reach a point where the cost of regulation itself, and the expense for universities of complying with the regulation risks, actually exceeds the cost of the activity regulated. Not quite a black hole, but massive nevertheless. Implementing higher education regulation is a thankless business. Colleagues who have to deal with this stuff are not always embraced warmly by those they exhort to provide the necessary responses to satisfy these external regulatory requirements, but universities all over the country now have new and bigger compliance teams charged with addressing and responding to the regulatory shovels and pickaxes to ensure that their institution does not fall foul of the plethora of regulations, and there really is a lot of this stuff. For example, in just one academic year, 21-22, the Office for Students in England made over 50 requests of institutions and requested 25 data returns. As the Quality Assurance Agency has now departed as a designated quality body, this brings the growth in additional OFS-led activity in its role as the fallback DQB to the fore. And calls have already gone out for academics to support quality assessment activity. It's fair to say this development has not been greeted with joy by the sector, And there is as yet no clarity on where the next replacement DQB is coming from. And in the meantime, the IFS is doing the job. The other current major source of institutional concern is the implementation of the Office for Students B4 requirement, it's condition B4. So paragraph 61 in relation to the condition of registration B4, which is intended to ensure that students are assessed effectively and that assessment is valid and reliable and awards are credible, talks about institutions retaining appropriate records of students' assessed work for regulatory purposes for a period of 5 years after the end date of a course. There is an awful lot here riding on the word appropriate, but discussions with the OFS that have been reported would suggest it really does appear that this is being taken to mean absolutely everything. All assessments for all students need to be retained for 5 years after the end of a course. This really represents an enormous, staggering burden, requiring institutions to establish new systems to collect, collate, organise and store many hundreds of thousands of items of various forms, from exam scripts to essays to performance art to sculpture, whatever. A recent survey estimated a minimum cost in the range of £270,000 to £1 million per institution per year, depending on size. This seems to me to be very much at the conservative end of the cost spectrum. And all of this is just to allow for the possibility, however remote, that an inspector may at some point in the future want to assess the judgments on standards of marking and assessment in relation to a particular course at a particular institution. In other words, the English sector will be required to retain tens of millions of pieces of assessed work, massive expense, on the off chance that the Office for Students is concerned about standards on a particular course at a particular time. This is, by any definition, a disproportionate burden. The mule really has no chance. So, in terms of addressing all of this, as a first step, it would be helpful for everyone to be able to assess the impact of each item being loaded onto our mule's back. So calculating the cost of the burden for each regulatory requirement and monitoring demand and using this as a primary performance indicator for the OFS would be a huge step forward to establishing what is really needed for a proportionate and risk-based regulatory framework. I think from the discussions that I've seen, the OFS is genuinely serious about engaging with the sector on the issues of proportionality, risk and regulation. And I really do hope that we can move forwards towards a clear understanding of the real cost of the activities and acceptance of the need for a genuinely risk-based approach and proportionality in regulatory measures and a shared approach to reducing the burden. But I think probably what we really need is a wholesale review of the whole regulatory architecture, to be honest. We know that there's a pressing need for a full review of the higher education funding landscape and student finance, but we do at the same time need to address the regulatory framework. Changes to higher education regulation could happen a lot quicker and deliver immediate benefit for the sector and also save time and money too. So it really is better, I think, to set universities free just a little bit so that we're able to unleash our contribution to delivering what the country expects in terms of high quality teaching and learning, world-leading research and innovation and knowledge exchange, and not be unbearably laden down like a poor, over-regulated beast of burden. But that's just my view. That was the latest Registrarologue then. I do hope you enjoyed that wee bit of bonus content. There are others available here too, and plenty more podcasts in the back catalogue and on the way in future. Thank you for listening.